Well, joining us right now on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio is the Jazz Cat himself, Leroy Downs, the host of the Live with the Jazz Cat show. We waited long enough for this, so without further ado, let's get him on and along with his guest. So the Live with the Jazz Cat show is now on the air on Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio.
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Hey, Leroy, good. Now that you're on?
Yeah. Sorry for being so late today, everybody. We had a little bit of technical difficulty. But we are back on the air with the great master drummer, Mr. Babatunde Lee. Hey, Babatunde.
Hey, Leroy, how you doing, brother?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and it's good to be here chatting with you.
Hey, absolutely, man. You just got back from off the road yourself, didn't you?
Yeah, I just got back from the south of France, so it's been kind of a whirlwind everything. You know how when you've been gone, I was gone about 3 weeks, and then when you come back, you got to clean up all the little messes, all the little things that fell in between the cracks.
Yeah, that's putting out those fires.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, what were you doing over in France?
Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, me and my wife, we have a place in the south of France called Le Cat, in Le Cat, which is a village, I guess, 3 hours south of Nice, an hour and a half north of Barcelona, and it's right between Perpignan and Narbonne, and it's right on the Mediterranean and this lake that they call Le Pond, by the way. But anyway, we have a three-apartment building with a music room, and so we have a vacation rental-type place going on there because it's very gorgeous there. And in my studio, I offer a retreat there for learning how to play congas, which I call 5 minutes to chops, which I have like over 3.5 hours of five-minute exercises that really is revolutionary. I'm not just saying this because in a week's time, I'm turning out conga drummers who are ready, you know, who can do a gig in a week's time from learning how to do all these different exercises. And I just taught my first student over there, and that's why I was over there and came back. And we're open for business, and I'm planning to teach 3 months out of the year, every April, every June, and July. So I'm looking for students. I'm open for students right now. Can I give the website that people can go to?
Absolutely.
Right. It's two. First is my nonprofit organization. It's called the Educultural Foundation, and it's spelled EDUCULTURAL foundation.org. And then the website about our apartments where you can rent that and also find out about 5 minutes to chops is Maison Le Cat, MAISONLEUCATE.com. So there it is. And so that's basically has our attention and energies these days. And we just finished and we're just, you know, totally open for business. I mean, it's been like a couple of years coming, but now we have arrived.
Well, beautiful, man. It sounds like a beautiful place to play the drums.
Oh, yeah, man. It's you got to check it out. Yeah, go. I would invite all of your listeners to go check the website out because you can see the surrounding area and the structure itself.
Well, it really sounds like a beautiful place to play the drums and actually to be in an environment Nice, outside of Nice. I've never been overseas, man, so I can't wait to get over there and experience some of that.
Oh, well, you got an open invitation, brother.
Oh, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, being a drummer is a huge responsibility, and in any musical setting, because you drive the pulse and stimulate the physical movement of the audience. Where do you stay mentally in the music? I mean, how far out are your ideas developing before you actually cultivate them while you're playing?
Well, I mean, my ideas and everything are developing every day, and some are like truly embedded in me from all my different experiences in playing, because I play all kinds of different percussion and all kinds of genres, from African to Afro-Caribbean rhythms to the straight-ahead jazz. And, you know, I grew up in New York and New Jersey, and so a lot of those things are just like breathing. And so I just, you know, they just come. And then as I'm learning stuff and and getting them under finger, you know, then they too become like breathing. So it's just always an act of being and becoming.
Being, becoming, and breathing in the music.
Yeah.
Well, you know, also being a master percussionist, I'd imagine that you'd have to be physically conditioned as well as mentally in order to express your thoughts audibly. The night I saw you down here playing at Catalina's with Sarah Sonder, you just recovered from shoulder and knee surgery. But who would know? You were playing great.
Oh, yeah. But you know, I was very fortunate that way because I had a great doctor, and the knee was arthroscopic, and the shoulder wasn't. But he did such a good job that I healed really quickly and everything. And even when it was my knee was bad, it never bothered my drumming. So I was really quite fortunate. You know, the way it happened. So it didn't have to be like that, you know, but I'm just lucky because it never bothered, you know, when I'm playing. In fact, I was telling the doctor, you know, after I get, you know, walking and everything hurt, I said, man, I feel best when I'm playing drums.
Oh, that's great, man. You're listening to Babatunde Lee right here on the show, live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM, KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, on the For Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Well, you played with some pretty notable cats, you know, Bobby Hutcherson, Pharoah Sanders, as I mentioned, Leon Thomas, McCoy Tyner, Joe Henderson, just to name a few. I would imagine that the common denominator in the music for you, as well as all those guys, is just freedom in the music.
The freedom and the spiritual nature of the music, because that's, I mean, everything is coming. I mean, back east we used to talk about, you got to call the ghost. You know, and that's my latest album was a tribute to that, Sweet Unseen, Summoner of the Ghost, and it's just about that. And I mean, it's not necessarily any particular religious belief. You know, I'm not particularly religious. I'm just a spiritual person, and I believe in the unseen, and that we are connected as humankind through the spirit. So all of my music is about that, and because I believe that spiritually is the only way that we can occupy the same space at the same time. So playing with Pharoah and Leon Thomas and McCoy, I mean, that's what it's about.
Yeah, I always imagine that, you know, it's like this big universe up there, and it just kind of comes down into our being as we're playing and expressing ourselves and goes out to the audience so they can get the message too.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think that's the only common denominator as humankind that we all share, and that's a spiritual one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there are all kinds of rhythms in your arsenal that I'm sure you can pull out at any given time. When you travel to these different countries, do you have time to visit and play with the local cats, and how does their approach to the drum differ from Western philosophies?
Well, you know, sometimes I do, but not often enough. In fact, I want to do more of that as I go. I'm looking to go into different places. I know I did. I had spent 2 weeks in Ireland, and I hung out with a lot of the musicians in the pub, because after we did our concerts, we would hang out. And Hilton Ruiz was in my band, and Richard Howell and Jeff Brennan was, you know, in my quartet, and they would take us out to a pub where they played music, and we would go and sit in with the band, and so it was really, you know, like a communion, a co-mingling of the spirit. And so what I was seeing is that and a lot of these musicians, we're really coming from the same place. Well, we're all headed to the same place, you know, trying to get to a spiritual situation where, you know, that we know that we are connected. So, I mean, that was a good thing. I mean, I really enjoyed that tour because of that in Ireland.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to doing more of that and connecting, you know, especially being in France and going into Paris and in England. I got gigs in England at the end of August. I'll be at the Pizza Express on the 29th and the 30th in London. And then on the 13th, I'll be in the other Pizza Express in Maidstone, and then I have a big concert in Crawley. There's another little town a little bit south of London, out by Gatwick Airport. So, and then I got gigs in in other parts of England on through to about September 23rd. So I'm going to be doing a lot of that and going back to France, and I plan to make it to Paris this time and hook up with a lot of the musicians there. So I'm looking forward to all of that.
Well, we got to talk about one thing you mentioned real quick, and it probably went over most people's head, might have even gone over mine. Now, you're saying you're playing at the Pizza Express.
Uh-huh.
From what I understand, the Pizza Express is like the jazz club in London.
Yeah, actually, it is. It's funny. People went to, I say, I'm playing at Pizza Express, and they say, what? If they don't know what's happening. And the Pizza Express, what's that? I said, you know, well, actually, outside of Ronnie Scott's and Jazz Cafe, Pizza Express is one of the top three jazz clubs there.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah. So this will be my second time playing there, and the first time we did it was great. We sold out, so I'm looking forward to going back there.
Oh, beautiful, man. I had to get over there, too. You're listening to Babatunde Lee right here on the show live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM, KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio, on the Four Locals Only show with Mr. Gary Hamada. Well, the drum is a language, a sonic form of communication. I mean, way back in the historical day, drums were a threat to society because not all understood the message being transmitted. In this day and age, there is a quote-unquote level of intent in the sound of the drum. Or is it the feelings that exude from the drum? So is there an intent in the sound, or are there just feelings that are emanating from the drums?
Well, that's a very good question, because it's both. It's a feeling and an intent. I often say, and especially in some of my classes and clinics and everything, is that music, you know, for me, music, if I'm dealing with the roots of my African roots and what I've learned from different cultures in Africa, is that there's no separation between mind, body, and spirit, and also music should be functional. So I'm trying to make my music functional, because it is powerful. But the one thing, music is like oil and water, and it will open you up. There's no control of what goes in you after you're opened up by the music. It's kind of a neutral type of thing. It's a neutral kind of phenomena. It will just open your whole being wide open. But what comes in can be good or bad, or positive or negative. And so what I say in my music is my function. I want my music to go into, you know, to deal with change, to deal with social change, and to deal with fighting the isms, you know. Take this energy that you get from my music and use it to fight racism and sexism and classism and homophobia and you know, those kind of things that we need to do, and how to stop letting this planet treat our children of the world so badly. And so I put things on people's minds once I get them there and get them open with the music.
Well, you know, you mentioned it's a fight, and what it really is, it's really trying to get us all back to the love, because we started out as love, and then all of these things happened in the world, and we're really trying to fight back to get to the love and the music.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you won't get an argument from me there.
Well, the love and the music and the love and life, of course.
Right, yes.
How many percussive instruments do you actually play, and which ones provide you the most joy when you're playing?
Well, I know a little about a lot. So, I mean, I've been studying. I mean, it's like so many drums, so little time, you know. And, you know, my main act is the trap drums and the conga drums. But, you know, I play, you know, I can maybe get through a gig on timbales and bongo, and I play bata, and I know all the different Afro-Brazilian instruments and how to put that stuff together. And so, I mean, it's always ongoing, but my main love is the congas and the trap drums, you know. And I don't know if people know those people. Well, you saw me with at Catalina's with Pharaoh. You know, you see that I played traps and congas at the same time.
Right.
And so that's kind of my little niche where I've been doing it. So, because I've been wanting to, you know, I don't want to put down either. And Pharaoh is so gracious, because he likes that too. He likes to see me do it and play with me, so he allows me to do what I do.
Well, that's beautiful, man. You're listening to Babatunde Lee, Master Drummer, right here on the show live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. As a leader in past recordings, you've layered and textured the sound by including other percussionists to join you in a mix and blend of the sound. What are you working on presently that gives you that bit of extra in the music?
Well, I have something in the can that I did where I wanted to highlight my playing traps and congas at the same time, and I even named it. I call it Traponga, trap drums and conga.
Yeah.
And so that's basically, you know, what I'm trying to do is really highlight that. But I'm always collaborating with my dear friend and colleague, Bujo Kevin Jones, who's back east in New York. And I'm always got lines open to Munyongo, who's down there in L.A.,
right.
Munyongo Jackson, and he's like one of the prolific percussionists. I think he's with Stevie Wonder and Diane Reeves and
Benny Maupin
and everybody. And then Bill Summers, me and Bill been colleagues for over 35 years, and so we, you know, keep in touch here and there. And I talk to Giovanni Hidalgo, you know, off and on. And so, I'm always keeping my hand in to find out what's happening, especially with my teaching 5 minutes to chops on the congas. So I got to, you know what everybody's doing.
Well, speaking to 5 minutes to chop, I think we've had our 5 minutes of chopping it up, man. And I really enjoy speaking with you, man. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, man, the pleasure is mine, and thank you. It's an honor to be here on the radio with you.
Absolutely. Babatunde Lee, Master Drummer, living in the Bay Area. You can see him up there, or you can, you know, go outside of Nice if you like, and you'll be able to take a drum lesson.
Right, and I'm working on coming down to Catalina soon. We've been talking, so we just got to try to fill out, work out the date.
We'll let them all know when you're back down here in Los Angeles.
I appreciate it.
Absolutely, and I'll be there. You're just listening to Babatunde Lee, Master Drummer, right here on 1410 AM, KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio, on the Four Locals Only Show with Mr. Gary Amata.